Hello and welcome to the Arrowhead Pride podcast we call From the Podium, where you get to hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm the editor-in-chief of arrowheadpride.com, Pete Sweeney. It was a third full team practice up in St. Joseph today at Missouri Western State University, and after practice we got to hear from four Chiefs: Patrick Mahomes, wide receiver Tyreek Hill, safety Daniel Sorensen, and linebacker Willie Gay. So you'll hear from Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill. We'll take a quick break and you will hear from Daniel Sorensen and Willie Gay. But first up, here is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes.
How you doing? I wanted to ask you about your sport in Kansas City investment. What prompted you to want to do that?
Yeah, I mean, I started a couple years back, just kind of building that relationship with the A-Leagues, the people over there at Sporting, just loving the way that they run their business and how they've kind of really invested into that team. And then my love of soccer, starting with Brittany, that I really wanted to be a part of it. And she had the NWSL team, and that's her thing, and I wanted to do my own thing in a sense. And then always supporting the Kansas City community. I mean, that's such a big part of the Kansas City community with the soccer community that we have here. So being a part of that was something special.
On that part of the support for the community, you've been doing that for a long time. How much of that derives from the way this community embraced you, really before you even took over in the struggle?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. The community has embraced me from day one. When I was behind Alex and they were supporting Alex, they still showed me love. And then whenever I came into the starting role, they always believed in me. And so I want to show that same love back to the community that they've shown me this entire time I've been here.
Another one on the soccer before we get to football. Your owner of this football team owns a team that you're going to be competing against now. Do you guys have any conversations yet about little FC Dallas?
We haven't yet. I wasn't even thinking about that, not until you just said that. But I'm sure there'll be a little rivalry there. I think they play literally like upcoming week. So we'll kind of have a friendly rivalry in that sense. But at the same time, I mean, he's a great owner, and Clark, he's a great guy. So it'll just be nothing more than friendly, a little rivalry.
Hey, Patrick. Obviously, you got a new wide receiver here, veteran Antonio Callaway. What impresses you so far about what you've seen from him, especially with his first camp with you?
Yeah, I mean, the way he's been able to come in and really execute, I think, has been the biggest thing. I mean, obviously, he's super talented. He can make the plays, but he's been able to jump right in with our playbook, where you know Coach Reed isn't slowing down, and he's been able to execute, make big plays, and make contested catches. And someone that has that speed that can make contested catches is a great guy to have on the field.
And how do your athletes mobile? A lot of athletes have talked about strengthening their mind. I'm wondering, you play a lot of high-pressure situations. How do you strengthen your mind for those?
Yeah, I started that kind of the mental health and strengthening your mind stuff in college. Kingsbury actually had a coach, a kind of guy, come in and talk to me about different things in order to me to focus, how I focus, how I put things in perspective. And I've kind of stayed with that. I've kind of tried to talk to different people, talk to guys that have been on top of the sports and every sport that have come along, and just learn from them. And then at the end of the day, you have to find time that you can enjoy with yourself, with your family. And I think that's something big. And that's why in the off seasons I do my workouts and do everything I need to do, but I spend that time because I know when I come here, I'm fully embraced in football.
Patrick, you mentioned in the past one of the points where you want to improve is just playing within the structure of the play. How has that been going? What have you seen in your film early on here?
Yeah, it's been going well. I mean, I think this is the best time to do it, especially going against Spags defense, where they're very multiple. They throw a lot of different looks at you. You have to know when you can kind of hold the ball a little longer and take that shot, and when just to get the ball out of your hand and let these guys make plays. And I've been blessed enough to have a lot of good players around me, so as long as I'm getting the ball out of my hands, those guys are usually making good things happen.
Patrick, 4.3 plus. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of money. I'll say that. I knew that it was going up for auction. I found out, but for it to go for that much, and it shows that business has been growing forever. And I remember collecting cards as a little kid with my dad, and to see that how it's really blown up these days, like guys like Wiley and stuff like that opening those boxes, it really is a cool thing to see, especially when it has your name on it.
How high would you have gone for that?
Whew, I don't went all the way up there, but I mean, I don't know the ins and outs of it like those dudes do, and they definitely use it as an investment, and I'm sure they'll try to sell it later for more money.
Bye.
Patrick, I'm sorry if you talked about this the other day, but when you made that 20-0 remark, how much have you thought of that ahead of time, and what were you trying to do with that, and have you continued to convey that point among your teammates?
Yeah, you do in a sense. I mean, you do in a sense that you're trying to win every single day. And that starts out here in training camp. Every single year I come into it, I'm trying to win every single game. I'm trying to go 20-0, 19-0, whatever it is. It's really hard to do. That's why it has only been done really one time. But at the same time, you're trying to go in with that mentality. You're going to win every single day so that when you get to those game days, you have the best chance to win every single game.
Have you said it out loud here? And was there some kind of message in it?
I haven't said it out loud here. I mean, I think guys hear it and they understand it, but at the same time, you got to keep it in perspective, and we understand it's a long process going throughout this entire season. So we're just going to try to do whatever we can to win every single day, as practice, film room, whatever that is, so put us in the best opportunities to go out there and win as many games as possible.
Last three, we'll go time.
You've got a lot of new linemen on your team, especially at center. You've got a young guy at center. Yesterday, there were a couple of snaps that were a little off. What's the adjustment been like? He's left-handed. Been out here on the field doing it with some more guys out there. How's it been going with him?
Yeah, a couple bad snaps. One was actually on me. I went on the wrong cadence, so it kind of looked bad for him, but it was on me. But at the same time, things like that happen in training camp. It's not just because of a new guy or a young guy. He's learning a lot. He's picked it up really fast. You can see the communication that we already have on the field. And as he gets more and more comfortable within the offense, I don't think you'll see many more of those happen. And the left-hand thing, I mean, it hasn't been affecting me at all.
Nate? Two guys. What have you noticed, I know it's early, between camp this year with McColl versus rookie year with him, and we're seeing a lot of Jared McKinnon. Just what has he brought to the office right now that's been kind of his vision for the season?
Yeah, with McColl, I don't know what the best way, the maturity, I guess you would say, of how he practices and how he goes about his business is completely different. I mean, we've always seen the talent. We've always seen the speed, the way he's able to make plays happen. But him being so comfortable with the offense and with just how we do things, I think it's going to take his game to a new level. And then with Jared, man, I think he's gonna be a playmaker. I mean, I've seen it from day one, right when he got in here. The way he's able to run the ball, but then catch the ball out of the backfield, I mean, he's a true playmaker that I think will be a big part of our offense.
Last one, Matt.
Patrick, one guy that seemed to earn a bigger and bigger role over the years is Byron. Mm-hmm. How have you seen Byron grow over the years, particularly coming into this season?
Yeah, I mean, he's always been a guy that works extremely hard, extremely physical, a way to go out there and make tough contested catches. And I think as he's became more and more, same thing with McColl, more and more comfortable with the offense, he can really show that talent. And, we'll have a lot of depth at that receiver position. And then those guys competing every single day, I think it will bring out the best in all of them.
All right, thank you.
Well, thank you.
What's up, y'all?
98 in Madden, what you got to do to get that extra 1%?
I don't know, man. I believe I just got to make a few plays, you know, and kind of beg Madden, I guess. You know, because I really believe they don't want 399s on this team. In my heart, I truly believe that we should have 499s. Tyron, like, he should be a 99 as well, so.
You really think Usain Bolt and y'all lined it up sometime soon?
I'm going to tell you like this, man. Usain Bolt got out of the game for a reason, right? He's old, he's washed up, and he can't see me in 40 yards. 100-yard dash, yes, that's what he do. A 40-yard dash, if y'all recording this, Usain Bolt, you cannot see me.
Appreciate it.
Hey, Terry, what stands out to you so far about Antonio Callaway since he's joined the team?
He never quits. You know, I feel like, I'm gonna compare him to me. I feel like when I first got here, you know, Coach Reed, EB, you know, Coach Cully, you know, put that into me, you know, that never quit mentality. You know, so when I'm watching him, you know, on film, like, he's in there back-to-back plays, like, driving it out. He has a post, he has a go route, like, and he's running full speed. So he never he has that mentality of, like, never quitting. So I really can dig that, dog.
There was one point during the break between minicamp and here, it looked like you and DK Metcalf were going at it on Twitter about a potential race.
Uh-huh.
Is that something that's actually going to happen, or?
Look, I'm going to tell you like this. If Usain Bolt call you out, you gotta go at Usain first. You know what I'm saying? Like, once you knock him out, then that's when you begin to, like, think about the other options. You know what I'm saying? DK, he fast, but, like, let's slow our roll here, guys. Let's slow our roll.
What do you think about him going to the trials, too?
I think that's huge. You know, I feel like he took another step. You know, I don't know. Like, I really think that's great for him. You know, and as far as, like, other NFL players, you know, I think we should be, like, competing, you know what I'm saying? Because we're young, like, we're not always going to be young and as fast and as energetic. So I think, like, he really set the standard.
Have you ever really considered that?
I mean, I do, man, but, like, it's like every offseason, man, it's like my kids, my family, they're like, hey, man, you just got done with a long season. Like, we don't want to see you go, you know, go run track or whatever. Like, we want to spend time with you now. So I'm, like, dedicating my time to my kids. I'm going to AAU games with my son. I'm training my son. I'm with my fiance here and there. So I'm just dedicating my time to my family, dog.
Terry,
we watched you go from running back to pro receiver, mm-hmm. and you had the return specialist thing, you became one of the better receivers, all pro, all that. As you're among the top receivers now in the league, what's the next challenge for you? How do you stay motivated going into this year?
How do I stay motivated? Just my teammates around me, man. I feel like each and every day I come to practice, you know, I feel like my teammates always set the standard for me, whether it's Kelsey, whether it's Pat, whether it's other wideouts, or whether it's the defensive side of the ball. Like, those guys are always competing. Those guys are always, you know, wanting to get better and always wanting to, like, take the next step in their game. So, like, why wouldn't I want to do the same? You know, so I'm surrounded by, like, a great group of guys, you know, led by a great guy, Andy Reid, you know, and Brett Veach, man. Shout out to him for, like, putting this team together, you know.
I want to ask you about Jarius Sneed. It seemed like there was a play out there today where he was able to kind of keep up with you. Have you seen
Hello. Which play was that?
I think it was on in sevens. Have you seen a defensive back on your own team in training camp that at least can maybe keep up?
Sneed is a great player. Like, I'm just gonna start there, and I love competing against him every day. He has long arms. I believe he ran a 4.3 at the combine. So, I mean, for me to just sit here and just say, can he keep up with me? Like, it's football at the end of the day. Like you see guys all across the league who run 4.2s, like, and you see other DBs who run 4.5s who can keep up with them. So when it come down to playing football, man, like, you really got to know releases. You got to know technique. You got to know the fundamentals about the game. Like, you just can't be, like, any fast guy out here just releasing and just doing your thing. Like, you really got to know the game, so.
Patrick talked today a little bit about he's seen a difference in maturity with McColl.
Yeah.
Year three. What have you seen from him on the field, meeting rooms, all that stuff?
McColl, maturity? Now let me stop. As far as McColl, man, like I said, he has, like, we all have that mentality of just wanting to, like, compete and, like, challenge each other. So, like, each and every day he comes out here, like, he wants to listen. He wants to learn from, like, the older guys. So, and as far as, like, meeting rooms, like, he's locked in, like, each and every day. Like, he's asking questions. He's doing this. He's doing that. So, I mean, the same thing for me. Like, I told him, like, look, if you want to be great, man, you got to be coachable, dog. Like, you can't come in this league and like, think you know it all. Like, I know you was a second-round pick, boom, boom, boom. Look, if Coach Reed say, look, you got to do this on your route, you do it. I don't care if you got open, dog. Like, there are always ways that you can get better off that route. You know what I'm saying? So he's taking that, you know, to another level, and, like, he's, like, listening, and, like, he's doing awesome with it.
A couple more.
What you just said, the previous answer about being fast is more than just running a 4.3 or 4.2 at the combine.
Yeah.
Obviously, you get a lot of credit for your speed, but do you feel like you don't get enough credit, I guess, for the other stuff that you learned, how to translate that out here on the field?
Man, I don't pay attention to none of that,
well, I
man.
Guess, what did you do then to turn your speed into to translate it out here?
I don't know, man. I mean, I guess I always had it. You know, I guess when I came here, you know, Coach Reed, like, he, like, unlocked something in me that, like, none of my coaches ever did, including my dad. So, dad, he was bad. So, yeah, I just worked hard and just wanted to be, like, I just want to be, like, you know, some of the guys that I used to watch on TV. So.
Eric, what's the energy like out there with the fans when you score? They're cheering as opposed to last year. There's no fans at all. What's the energy like out there with the fans?
It was terrific, man. It feels great to get the fans back out here cheering loud. So, as a player, when it's like 99 degrees out here, man, that's what we need. Because, like I said, like, we know, all of us got that mentality of never quitting. But, like, when you got a deep ball and you catch it and the fans start screaming, you're like, yes, I got about 10 more plays in me after that. So, like, it's like motivating a little bit.
When Patrick said that, I assume you heard this about the idea of going 20-0. I assume you came up, you heard about that.
Yeah.
What did that mean to you? What does that kind of thing do for a team when you hear that?
I don't know, man. I just feel like if our quarterback said, like, we all got to believe in it, you know? So, like, that's just like me going out and knowing that I got a corner route. If my quarterback tell me I got something different, I got to believe in it and just do it. So that's our mentality, man. Pat is our leader, you know, so. If he believes that we can go 20-0, we can, you know? And definitely, like, we, all of us believe that. Like, we all don't want to lose. Losing sucks.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Harry.
Thank you, guys.
You just heard from Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill, and now we continue on with Daniel Sorensen, followed by Willie Gay. Here's Dan Sorensen.
How's it going?
All right, whenever y'all are ready.
How's the dorm been so far?
It's good. Yeah, the dorm's good.
Sleeping all right?
Yeah, I do. I sleep good.
Is there anything different this year, Dan, that you can see in the defense, even though it's early into camp, that you know is going to make an impact this season?
Yeah, I think two perspectives. One, third year in the system, we have a lot of veterans in similar roles that have played positions for us. So a lot of experience in that regards, and then a lot of young guys that are filling in nicely, stepping up, learning the system, and making plays.
There's one guy, Devin Key, undrafted, kind of coming in the same path you entered the league in. Just what have you noticed from him so far, and how much has he progressed from, you know, first OTAs to now?
Yeah, he's picking up the defense really well, which is, you know, probably the first hurdle for any rookie, right, is being able to understand the scheme and how to play in the system, and he's done that very well. He's a high energy, high effort guy, so he's been flying around, you know, making plays, and and they're giving him opportunities to do that.
Dan, how much have you taken to Zane, considering you guys kind of have similar backgrounds, similar position? How have you taken him under your wing?
Yeah, I know Zane from BYU and training there in the summers and whatnot. So, you know, he'll come to me and ask questions, and, you know, I love giving advice and experience, passing it along to the next guy, everything that I've learned and the experiences that I've had, which is a lot. And just trying to coach him up when he runs into something that he's struggling with or needs some guidance. I've been trying to help him in that.
And just a blanket, what does Patrick Mahomes do for you when it comes to training you before you see another quarterback? You know, given you're probably not going to see many better quarterbacks in the league, how does he prepare you for what he's training?
Yeah, this is actually, it's really great for our defense to be able to go up against Patrick and the offense and Coach Reed and their scheme and the amount of pass plays and the schemes that they draw up. It really challenges us, and which is great because we can tighten up, we can adjust, we can focus, because we know going into the regular season we might not face such a pass heavy, proficient throwing offense. So if we can get all that work in and that training in now, it'll be really good for us during the season.
Dan, when you obviously had high hopes for your career when you first got here, but has this maybe exceeded what you even hoped for back then? You're still around after all these years. You're starting for a Super Bowl contender. You've got a ring. I mean, has this kind of gone beyond what you thought your pro career might be?
I wouldn't say I put limitations on what my expectations were. So I'm just taking it moment by moment, enjoying the ride. It's been great so far. I love it, and I look forward to what's continuing to grind and continue to, you know, work with this team and to accomplish more. We've done a lot, but we're not done yet.
Dan, we noticed the red wristband. I'm wondering if you'd be willing to share the vaccination.
No. I'm here to talk about football. If you got a football question, that'd be great. That's kind of out of my wheelhouse.
Dan, how can this defense get better? You go to two straight Super Bowls. When you look at yourself on tape, and your teammates on tape, where can you guys improve?
Absolutely. There's always room for improvement. There's always things we can get better on and focus on. It's everything, right? Like, you're not perfect in any regards. I think biggest thing is third year in the system, we've got to nail down the details, right? When you have success and repeated success, it's about being very detail-oriented about your scheme and knowing your stuff. And so that's kind of the focus, is taking it to the next level, right? Really polishing up what we do, and that's what training camp's for.
Guys talk about, you know, being 7-8 years in the league, you got to take care of your body different, you got to train differently as you go. What to you, is there anything different you've done the last couple of years, especially compared to earlier in your career?
Just like that question, right? Like, you just find ways to do more, to detail things a little better. So I'm always trying to look for improvements, and there's a lot of things that you do to take care of your body, but I'm always trying to stay on top of it.
Dan, Andy said during camp that you guys are one of the highest teams in terms of vaccination rates. I'm just wondering, from your perspective, what's been like to get information from the team and the league? And then, have you had a lot of conversations with guys on the team about how you guys wanted to enter camp without that necessarily being such a topic?
No, I don't really care to answer that question. If you got a football question, that'd be great. That's.
Did you, Dan, for you, what does a guy like Dave Merritt bring to the secondary room?
He brings a lot of experience. Coach Merritt, he was saying this is like his 29th training camp. And so he knows ball. He knows how to coach the secondary. And I think what's the best thing about Coach Merritt is he knows how to encourage guys, how to get the best out of them, how to coach them up in a way that they can improve and kind of take coaching and take it to the field. So he's everything for us in the secondary, and he's been a great leader for us.
We'll take one more.
Dan, you've got to have had a lot of sets with three safeties on the field. You, Juan, Tyron, was a great success last year. Can you explain why you guys worked so well together with three safeties on the field, and what can be even better this season with that sort of used together?
Yeah, I think the coach is right. The idea is that you use people's skill set to their advantage, right? And I think they've done that really well, putting us in a position where we can use our strengths to help the defense. I would say everybody's versatile, right? So we can play multiple positions. And so they do a good job of putting us in positions, but also allowing us to move around and to do different things based on our skill set. So the coaches do a fantastic job of getting guys in the right spot.
All right, thanks, guys. Yeah,
thanks.
I know you got hurt late last year. What was it like watching the Super Bowl from the sideline?
Oh, it sucked, man. I was actually at home, you know, because COVID started. COVID happened, and for some reason I couldn't travel. You know, it's going to be uncomfortable for me with the knee injury and all on the plane. So being at home, having to watch that game, man, and then, you know, of course, losing it, it sucked. And I really just, you know, committed myself to this year, and I really wanted to be a lot different this year.
You feel like you had 100%? You could be back to healthy now?
Oh, yeah, I'm good now. Yes, sir.
Billy, there was a time a couple days ago where Tyron said for young guys, mentioned that first and second year, keeping that confidence is really important. We've seen you make highlights out here. Just, can you give us a perspective of where your confidence is now compared to not having a normal offseason and obviously playing through the league the first time?
Man, honestly, last year, I'll be honest, man, you know, you have confidence as a player because, you know, you've been doing this your whole life, but when you can't prepare like you normally do, and you don't get that, you get a new playbook, confidence level goes down a lot, you know. So having OTAs, having this good training camp that we're at right now, man, and learning even more, it boosted it up a lot. So, you know, and being able to make plays, being able to understand the scheme enough to make plays, you know, it really helps. So,
Willie, you've broken up a number of passes so far in camp. Is that you're recognizing things quickly, or is it your athletic ability? What do you put that on?
You know, I put that on, man, knowing the details of the play call, you know, knowing exactly where to drop, you know, just doing my job to a whole nother level this year. You know, last year maybe being one step short of it, but this year being right on point of everything, so it helped.
You feel like you've been making a lot of those plays last year this time?
Can you ask it again? I'm sorry.
You feel like you'd be making those plays in camp last year?
I didn't know. I'm gonna be honest. I didn't know the playbook as well in camp last year. So now I'm good now, man. So.
You know, kind of along that line. You know, do you feel the game being a little bit slower for you than it was a year ago, and your eyes just being a little bit more?
Oh yeah. Last year? Oh yeah, man. Even in OTAs this year, you know. Like we were talking about earlier, we didn't have it last year, so having OTAs this year, going into another year of the same scheme, it's like it slowed down, you know, a lot. So it's a lot easier, man.
Really, how has the feedback been in meetings as you're watching the film these first few days? It seems like you're getting positive feedback from the coaching staff.
I'm not hearing too much. You know, I don't get cussed out or fussed at, so I just, you know, I just take it like that, man, and I just keep adding on, get better each and every day, so.
Were there moments last year, I mean, obviously you made a couple plays in that Denver game, were there moments that you feel like gave you some confidence in this league?
Oh, yeah, man, you know, you go through every week as a rookie, you know, like I said, the playbook it was coming on, but slowly last year, so, you know, you get in those games, when you do make a few plays here and there, it helps you, you know, you like, okay, I feel like I can play, you know, with these guys, so. This year, man, you know, I'm ready to make some plays now, so.
Thanks, guys.
What have you seen from Nick Bolton, the new guy? What have you seen from him?
Nick's a monster, man. You know, short, thick, fast. You know, he'll hit you. He can cover you. Man, he's me, but shorter and a little wider. So, yeah.
Hitch hasn't been out there. It looks like a little bit of practice yesterday and not so much today. What does it do for you guys? And not that you look out there, maybe what desire to see, but what does it do for you guys growing, kind of getting thrown into the fire without someone who kind of guides you along through these routes these last few days?
We all know Hitch, man. He's the leader of the defense and almost the team, you know. When he's out, it's a big piece we're missing. But Ben Neiman, man, does a great job, you know. So he gets me together. You know, I listen to both of those guys because they've been in this team longer than me, and they just vets, good vets that knows what to do and helps others around him. So Hitch is a big piece, but Ben backs him up well.
There's always a rule to read the quarterback's eyes. But Patrick is obviously a different quarterback.
Yeah.
How fun is it to stay on the textbook but also know he's going to play you at some point?
You know, in college, man, I talked to Coach House about that a lot. You can read the quarterback's eyes. But in this league, you have to trust your – like last year, I didn't know the scheme, so I was reading quarterback's eyes a lot of times. This year, you can trust your drops, trust your scheme, trust your play call, and it puts you in the right position every time. So.